This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, we peer deeply into the world of an ancient X-ray mirror. It is believed that at the heart of most, if not all, galaxies, there lies a supermassive black hole. In the present epoch of the universe, most supermassive black holes reside invisibly in the centre of their host galaxy. This, however, was not always the case. Earlier in the universe, galactic cores were far more turbulent than today. Galactic mergers, or extreme star formation, led to large amounts of gas and dust being available to potentially fall into the supermassive black holes. Hot disks and powerful jets would form from the infalling gas, which illuminated the cores of earlier galaxies. These sorts of galaxies are known as active galactic nuclei, and the brightest of these are known as quasars. We are able to see that the lives of supermassive black holes have evolved and changed alongside their host galaxies throughout the age of the universe. This tells us that the properties of a galaxy's supermassive black hole are intrinsically linked to the events of a galaxy's past. Black holes are in some ways relatively simple objects. The mass can tell us about how much material a black hole has accreted, and generally larger black holes will reside inside larger galaxies. However, the angular momentum of a black hole can tell us about how the black hole gained that mass. Was it chaotic? The matter falling in bit by bit sporadically over the millennia? This is the case for most nearby quasars in the present universe. Or was the supermassive black hole fed continuously, surrounded always by an ample supply of gas and dust to feed on, as it is expected to be the case for younger quasars earlier in the universe? Clearly, then, understanding the angular momentum of a black hole is vitally important for us to know how the cores of galaxies have changed from being material-rich to material-poor. One critical question which astronomers studying quasars want to know is, exactly when did this change occur, and how fast did it occur? In order to measure the angular momentum of a supermassive black hole, you need to be able to isolate the X-ray spectrum being emitted from the immensely hot gas in the immediate vicinity of the black hole. These are areas comparable in size to our solar system, but in objects that are millions or even billions of light years away. This means that our telescopes need to be able to take extremely high resolution observations to distinguish the disk from the surrounding galaxy. Not only that though, the X-ray signals that the astronomers are looking for are not the powerful ones that are emitted directly from the hot gas around the black hole, but are from the X-rays which are reflected off the hot gas, which are substantially dimmer in intensity. This means that with our current generation of X-ray observatories, we can only take accurate measurements of the reflected X-ray spectrums for some nearby quasars. Which is unfortunate, since ideally we need to be able to have many measurements of different quasars at all different ages of the universe, going back as early as possible, if we want to be able to make any definite conclusions as to how the evolutions of galaxies are linked to the supermassive black holes in their core. What is it that is different about reflected X-rays, though? Why do we need to measure those instead of the far brighter directly emitted X-rays? The critical difference is that the reflected X-rays are encoded with the emission lines of material within the hot gas. However, due to the proximity of the hot disk to the black hole, these emission lines are smeared out by the immense whipping up of space-time caused by the spinning black hole's powerful rotating gravitational field. By measuring the shape of the smeared emission lines, it is possible to use Einstein's equations of relativity to predict the angular momentum of the black hole. So what can we do then to measure these reflected X-rays in the more distant and earlier quasars? One solution is simply to wait for bigger and better X-ray observatories, which ultimately will be necessary. But in the meantime, there is another way in which we can gain some insight into the nature of these more distant quasars, thanks once again to Einstein's general relativity. A team of astronomers published this month their analysis of the reflected X-rays from a quasar 2 billion years younger than any other previously measured. They were able to do this because the quasar in question was being gravitationally lensed by a nearby large galaxy that lay in front of it. The gravitational lens acted to magnify and multiply the intensity of the X-rays coming from the distant quasar, effectively making it as bright as one of the nearer quasars. What the astronomers found was that the quasar seemed to exhibit the characteristics of a supermassive black hole that was continuously feeding on the gas within the core of its host galaxy. This is contrary to the supermassive black holes in the present universe, which feed only sporadically on the occasional misfortunate gas cloud which strays too close. Although this is only a peek into the earlier period in the history of the universe, it does seem to indicate that it was within this time that galaxies began to undergo significant changes, becoming calmer and less violent places.